What if everything you've been taught about success is backwards? Not wrong exactly, just inverted, like trying to fill a bucket by holding it upside down. This is the revelation that transforms Joe, an ambitious account manager at Klassen Hill Trust Corporation, from a frantic go-getter into something far more powerful, a go-giver. His journey begins in desperation. 2 missed quarterly quotas, 1 week left to save his career, and a $12 million account slipping through his fingers to a competitor. But when he meets a mysterious consultant named Pindar, Joe discovers 5 counterintuitive laws that don't just change his business strategy, they fundamentally rewire how he sees the world. These principles have quietly revolutionized companies from Marriott to Nestle, yet they're so simple, they sound almost naive at first. The secret isn't working harder or being smarter than the competition. It's understanding that the fastest way to get what you want is to help others get what they want. When Pindar takes Joe to meet Ernesto Iafrate, owner of a modest Italian-American cafe, Joe expects a simple lunch. Instead, he discovers this humble restaurateur commands a business empire worth hundreds of millions, 6 restaurants and vast commercial real estate holdings, all built from a single hot dog cart 2 decades earlier. Ernesto's secret? The first law of stratospheric success. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Ernesto doesn't just serve meals, he creates experiences. He remembers customers' children's names, their favorite dishes, the stories they've shared. Each moment of unexpected delight multiplies into loyalty, referrals, and opportunities no marketing budget could buy. Joe struggles with this principle because it contradicts business school wisdom. Yet Apple's obsession with user experience, Zappos' fanatical customer service, and Costco's famously low markups prove the point. They succeed because of their generosity, not despite it. When Joe recommends a competitor to a client whose needs his company can't meet, he's planting seeds in soil he doesn't yet understand. Nicole Martin, a former teacher turned educational software entrepreneur, introduces Joe to the second law. Your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. Nicole once believed you could either get rich or do good, but not both, a limiting story that kept her financially struggling. Then she realized being broke and being rich are both decisions you make up. By creating software that makes learning fun, Nicole impacted millions of children worldwide while building a $200 million company. This law explains why 2 equally talented doctors earn differently. The one who trains others, writes books, or creates systems serving more patients generates greater income. The revolutionary insight: financial success aligns with positive impact. Instead of, how can I make more money, ask, how can I serve more people more effectively? When Joe brings Rachel's exceptional coffee to everyone on his office floor, colleagues he barely knows, he feels ridiculous. His coworker Gus tells him, sometimes you feel foolish, even look foolish, but you do the thing anyway. That discomfort is the growing edge where transformation begins. Sam Rosen, a financial advisor turned philanthropist, reveals the third law. Your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interest first. Most approach relationships transactionally, seeking fair exchange. Sam calls this 50-50 thinking a losing proposition. The only winning proposition is 100%, making your win about the other person's win. This contradicts conventional wisdom that influence comes from position or wealth. Sam reveals the opposite. Influence creates those things, not the reverse. Salespeople focused on quotas trigger resistance, while those genuinely solving problems build trust naturally. When you authentically put others' interests first, you create gravitational pull that draws opportunities toward you. Joe experiences this when he comes home exhausted, but lets his wife Susan talk past her usual complaint time, truly listening. The next morning, he finds a loving note thanking him. By simply letting Susan be heard, Joe strengthened his most important relationship. Deborah Davenport, a successful real estate agent, shares the fourth law. The most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. As a new agent, Deborah mastered every sales technique but hadn't sold a single property. On the day she decided to quit, she had one last appointment and simply let go of all her rehearsed approaches, just being herself. They bought the house. This breakthrough revealed that people respond to authentic human connection, not polished techniques. Success is 10% technical skills and 90% people skills. Authentic storytelling outperforms slick marketing, vulnerable leadership builds stronger trust than projected perfection, and genuine presence creates deeper connection than social performance. Joe applies this when he confesses to Gus that he'd always considered him naive, but now realizes Gus understood these laws all along. This authenticity reveals that Gus is actually the connector, the person who introduced Pindar to all the successful people Joe has been meeting. When we offer our genuine selves, strengths, imperfections, and all, we create the foundation for meaningful impact. The fifth law completes the circle. Effective giving requires staying open to receiving. Many pour themselves out for others, but resist when others want to give back. Pindar challenges Joe's belief that it's better to give than receive with a simple breathing exercise, asking Joe to exhale continuously without inhaling. The impossibility is immediately obvious. Giving and receiving aren't opposing actions, but complementary parts of the same cycle. Plants and animals exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide in symbiosis. Human interactions thrive on the same balanced flow. The paradox resolves beautifully. The secret to success is giving. The secret to getting is giving. And the secret to giving is making yourself open to receiving. Being open to receiving isn't selfish. It's necessary for the cycle to continue. When we block receiving from false humility or pride, we interrupt the natural flow and eventually burn out. Joe experiences this law's power when Neil Hansen, the competitor who won Joe's Big Kahuna account, calls desperately needing a supplier. Joe connects Neil with Rachel's exceptional coffee, creating value for everyone while receiving the business success he'd been seeking. 1 year later, Joe has partnered with Rachel to create a thriving coffee business with worldwide impact. When a journalist asks about their success, Joe invites her to lunch at Iofrates, continuing the cycle by sharing these principles with someone new. These laws work because they align self-interest with service to others. You don't choose between doing well and doing good, they're the same path. The transformation is both external and internal. The anxious striving of the go-getter gives way to the purposeful contribution of the go-giver, and paradoxically, this shift brings greater success than direct pursuit ever could. As you focus on giving value to more people, putting their interests first, you naturally attract opportunities to receive. This receiving expands your capacity to give even more, creating an upward spiral of success and fulfillment. In a world that teaches us to grab and compete, these laws offer a different path, one where success finds you because you've become worth finding.